International Airport for attempted smuggling of $2.3 million in suspected gold. Lusaka man defrauded in fake gold transaction, and Tunisian opposition leaders jailed on terror charges.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. An Indian national has been apprehended at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport while attempting to smuggle $2.3 million in cash and 7 pieces of suspected gold estimated to be worth $500,000 to Dubai. The suspect, identified as Amir Soeb Patel, aged 27, was intercepted by a joint operations team comprising of officers from the Drug Enforcement Commission and other state security agencies stationed at the airport. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba has confirmed the incident and stated that investigations into the matter are ongoing. He has assured the public that updates will be provided once the investigation is concluded. Mr. Tamba has since issued a strong warning to individuals involved in transnational organized crimes, emphasizing that the long arm of the law will soon catch up with them.
The suspect, identified as Amir C. Patel, age 27, was found in possession of $2,320,000 United States dollars and 7 pieces of suspected gold with an estimated value of $500,000 United States dollars. Investigations into the matter are still ongoing, and members of the general public may wish to note that once the investigations are concluded, an update will be provided accordingly. We further wish to send a strong warning to those involved in transnational organized crime that the long arm of the law will soon visit them.
The Ministry of Energy says it has received an overwhelming response from investors seeking to support Zambia's renewable energy drive, particularly in the development of solar energy projects. Currently, the ministry is receiving more than 5 formal applications daily from both local and international investors eager to contribute to the country's energy sector. I beg your pardon, to the country's energy security. Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Electricity Arnold Simuava says the growing interest is timely and encouraging as it reflects a strong confidence in the government's agenda to diversify the energy mix. He has emphasized that while the interest from investors is commendable, those who have already been granted licenses must now move swiftly to commence project implementation as the government is eager to see tangible progress on the ground.
The day we are receiving not less than 5 applications, in terms of responses, we make sure that within the stipulated hours of 48 hours is given. Yesterday I had a meeting with the Attorney General in terms of the legal approval as well. The Attorney General did indicate to us that within 24 hours they are able to work on energy permits so that there are no delays. This is how seriously we have taken this particular directive from the President of the Republic of Zambia. Our aim is to make sure that the 1,000 megawatts of solar is achieved.
Chilenge Police Station in Lusaka is investigating a case of obtaining money by false pretenses involving a sum of $29,737. According to police spokesperson Ray Hamonga, the complaint was lodged by Abel Musonda, 34, of Emmersdale, who reported that a known individual, Peter Sinkamba, of unknown address in Lusaka, allegedly defrauded him under the pretext of having 500 grams of gold for sale, which turned out to be false. Mr. Amonga has disclosed that the incident occurred between March 25 and April 16, 2025, at locations including East Park Mall and the Waterfalls area. He said that brief facts of the case indicate that Mr. Msonda was acting on behalf of his brother, Mwaba Msonda, who resides in China, to procure and ship 3 kilograms of gold to Hong Kong. Mr. Amanga said in pursuit of the transaction, Mr. Msonda engaged Peter Sinkamba, who is believed to operate under the name Tonto's Minerals and General Dealers. He said on April 5, 2025, at 11 hours, the two parties met at East Park Mall, where Mr. Msonda paid $29,737 via a Binance wallet to an account named Musango 7, linked to Peter Sinkamba. Mr. Hamonga said subsequently on April 14, 2025, at 15 hours, Mr. Sinkamba and a shipping agent identified as Felix Hangoma met at Waterfalls, where 500 grams of what was presented as gold was handed over for shipment. Mr. Hamonga said the agent reportedly assured Mr. Msonda that he was in the process of securing a release order and an airway bill. He, however, said on April 16, 2025, when the airway bill was submitted for verification at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport, it was discovered to be fake.
Subsequently, on the 14th of April 2025, at 15 hours, the alleged seller and the shipping agent identified as Felix Flexon Hangoma met at Waterfalls, where 500 grams of what was presented as gold was handed over for shipping. The agent assured the complainant that he was in the process of securing a release order and an airway bill. However, on the 16th of April 2005, upon submission of the airway bill to the authorities at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport for verification, it was discovered to be fake. The shipping agent, Mr. Felix Flexon Hangoma, 81 of Minwood, was apprehended by the complainant and is currently in police custody. Investigations into the matter are ongoing and efforts to apprehend the principal suspect, Mr. Peter Sinkamba, are underway.
Zambia has handed over the chairmanship of the Southern Africa Development Community Military Health Working Group to Zimbabwe following the expiration of the country's tenure of office. Zambia Defence Force Medical Services Director General, Brigadier General Jackson Kasela, has handed over the chairmanship to Zimbabwe Defence Forces Health Services Director General, Brigadier General Geoffrey Mutetse. This was during the just-ended annual general meeting of the SADC Military Health Working Group, which was held from 14th to 16th April 2025 in Harare, Zimbabwe, which was officially opened by Zimbabwe Defence Force Chief of Staff Support Services, Air Vice Marshal Salevale Masera. Zambia took over the one-year chairmanship last year from Tanzania. In his handover speech, Brigadier General Kasela said Zambia's leadership in the regional working group yielded many positive strides. And in his acceptance speech, Zimbabwe Defence Force Health Services Director General, Brigadier General Geoffrey Mutetse, has thanked Zambia for its leadership over the regional body in the past 1 year. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Defence Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Information and Communication Technologies Association of Zambia President Dr. Clement Sinyangwe has underscored the urgent need for enhanced cybersecurity as the country undergoes rapid digital transformation across all sectors of the economy. Dr. Sinyangwe has acknowledged that Zambia's increasing reliance on digital technologies is driving innovation and development, but also exposing the nation to growing cyber threats and vulnerabilities that must be addressed. He has emphasized that the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act plays a critical role in safeguarding information systems, critical infrastructure, and ensuring the responsible use of digital platforms. Dr. Sinyangwe has firmly stated that lawlessness in cyberspace cannot be tolerated and clarified that the Act should not be viewed as a tool for suppressing freedom of expression, but rather as a protective measure to ensure digital safety for all users.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A court in Tunisia has sentenced a group of senior politicians, businessmen and lawyers to long prison sentences on conspiracy and terrorism charges. The defendants received sentences of up to 66 years. They include leaders of National Salvation Front, the main opposition coalition, who were arrested in 2023. Human rights groups describe the trial as an attempt to stifle dissent. The BBC has more.
A second round of